The conventional wisdom is that it's going to be a bad year for mosquitoes because of all the rain upstate New York has had in June. But as WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, whether that means more incidents of mosquito-borne viruses is unclear.
Last year, there were 9 confirmed human cases of West Nile virus in Onondaga County, including 1 fatality. And the virus that's become part of Central New York's ecosystem has already turned up this year in mosquito traps in the town of Manlius. So will an expected increase in bugs this summer mean more danger from West Nile? Onondaga County Health Commissioner Cynthia Morrow says you can't just look at one factor, noting that last year
we had a dry season with few mosquitoes, but a large disease burden. The year before, we had a large mosquito burden, but not a large disease burden. And I think that that's one thing that is hard for people to understand, is that there are so many variables that go into what the actual risk of contracting West Nile virus is in our community.
The bottom line, says Morrow, is that residents need to protect themselves against the bite by using insect repellent and avoiding going outside when mosquitoes are most active. The other more serious mosquito-borne illness, eastern equine encephalitis, generally doesn't turn up in central New York till later in the season. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.